This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Previously on El Flow.
En la perla pasaba muchas cosas que te traumatizaban, ¿sabes?
So many things happened in La Perla that were traumatizing. I saw people die. I saw people hanged. I saw a lot of drugs. You have to know how to survive to beat the street. How did I beat the street? I made something that today is heard around the world. I found a place and I opened the noise. Boom!
When Felix Rodriguez, or DJ Negro, opened the nightclub The Noise a few blocks away from his house in the La Perla neighborhood of Old San Juan, he did it out of revenge. As simple as that. But neither he nor anyone else, for that matter, imagined the impact that decision would have. Because The Noise would end up being much more than just a little nightclub. It was kind of like Studio 54 in that The Noise became legendary in Puerto Rico's underground scene. It was like the warehouse in Chicago, where a new sound was born. Like Motown, in that it created new artists. Like Soul Train, where new dances took hold, and kind of like the Pac Jam in Miami, because it was a space for young people who were not allowed in anywhere else. But unlike all those iconic places, The Noise did it all, making it the first home of Puerto Rican underground. This is El Flow, a journey to the roots of reggaeton. My name is Lilia Luciano. I'm a CBS News correspondent born and raised in Puerto Rico, the cradle of reggaeton. You're listening to Episode 8, The Noise Gets Loud. DJ Negro opened the doors to The Noise in 1990. It wasn't easy. He didn't have a lot of money or any of the permits, but with a little black paint, some fluorescent lights, and a sound system, he opened for business. From day one, it was a hit. DJ Negro remembers it like it was yesterday.
Okay, tú entrabas de momento.
Okay, when you entered, you'd hear a song that said,
mi medicina es la mujer que a ti te haga temblar. De momento escuchaba.
Then the next song you would hear,
dembow, 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 dembow. So, tú oyes toda esa música, ese ritmo tan
with
vivo.
That beat that is so alive. And you see everyone against the walls, grinding hard.
Te vas a imaginar a todas las chicas con los pantalones anchotes, los pantalones tres colores.
All the girls would be wearing baggy pants with three colors. At the time, there was a fad where they all had like signs on their chest with a map of Africa with different colors. We thought we were more Jamaican than the Jamaicans.
It was this dark club in El Viejo San Juan, and you can literally hear the bass and the drums coming out of that little club.
This is Ivy Queen, the godmother of reggaeton, talking about that smoky and sweaty little club that everyone wanted to get into.
La distintiva o the distinctive that this club has es que todo el mundo quería ir para ver qué pasa en ese club tan pequeño. What's going on? Que no todo el mundo puede entrar y la fila está larga. What's going on?
Estaba el sonido, unas luces ahí más o menos.
There was the sound system, some lights more or less, and that was it. Oh, and a bar. It was nothing fancy. It was nothing glamorous or anything like that.
That's DJ Alam, a producer who's worked for years with stars like Ivy Queen and Tego Calderon.
Y a mí me encantaba porque cuando yo
I love it because when I started going, it was like I felt understood. And all of us who were there, we were on the same wavelength.
Este público no lo aceptaban en otro lado.
The people who went to the noise were not accepted elsewhere. If you wanted to go to a nightclub, you couldn't get in because of the way you were dressed. You were from the underworld. You were a thug. You were a thief. You were from the other side of town. I'm telling you because it happened to me. They wouldn't let me in.
The hundreds of young kids who would go to the Noise every weekend to listen and dance to reggae and rap music in the only place where you could at the time shared that feeling of togetherness. It was like being part of an exclusive club, of a secret movement, of the underground.
Todo comenzó en the Noise.
Everything began in the Noise, the nightclub.
That's DJ Adam again.
Nos dieron una oportunidad para tocar.
We were given a chance to play rap music, reggae music, and dancehall music at the club. But then, reggae dancehall in Spanish also comes in. The one from Panama. When the one from Panama drops, everybody was crazy about them. Everybody was crazy. That's where underground music was born. Because, they can do it, why can't we? Well, we are going to do it too. And that's where underground began.
It's always difficult to pinpoint the exact moment when a movement begins because there's so many people involved, each one pulling their own weight. But for DJ Negro, this is when the sound known as Puerto Rican underground was born.
En ese comienzo de The Noise, está entrando lo que es El General.
In the beginning of The Noise, what's hot is El General with Tu Pum Pum. Nando Boom is coming with Enfermo de Amor. There are countless Panamanian singers like Pocho Pan, a lot of singers.
Pues la cuestión es que yo tengo como DJ en mi discoteca a DJ Eric.
I have DJ Eric as the DJ at the club, so I tell DJ Eric, hey, DJ Eric, I'd like to bring Nando Boom, the one who sings Enfermo de Amor, but I can't get him. I don't know how to get him. So we're going to have this kid sing a song similar to Enfermo de Amor, and we're going to play it here, and we'll make it famous, and see what happens.
So basically, a Nando Boom cover in Spanish.
Sí, vamos a imitar a Nando Boom con una letra parecida.
Yes, we were going to imitate Nando Boom with similar lyrics, and we were going to make him famous here at the club. Well, said and done. We recorded some young cats called Kid Power Posse with the song that went,
Mi medicina es la mujer que a mí me hace temblar, na, na, na. Lo empezamos a tocar noche tras noche.
We started playing it night after night after night, three and four times a night, three and four times a night, three and four times a night. When I took the kids to the club, not everyone in line fit. I was like, oh, I like this.
DJ Negro's idea was simple. Make a song merging Panamanian dancehall and Spanish rap from Puerto Rico. Then build up that song by playing it at The Noise until it was so hot, people were buying it on the mixtapes that were also sold at the club. It worked like a charm. You see, rap en español was lit, but at the club, only the guys danced, and Panamanian reggae got people all sexy and grinding, but it lacked that home cooking. The mix of the two sounds was irresistible.
Bueno, se aceptaron a Vico, aceptaron a Bruli.
Well, they accepted Vico. They accepted Bruli MC. They accepted Ruben DJ, and they accepted Lisa M. Now I'm giving them something new with a little reggaeton to make you dance at night, because remember, Vico you used to listen to, it was not reggae. So I play reggae at the club. I am giving them something that they're dancing to, and now they can play it in their car.
And it wasn't only a hit with the audience. Artists love the sound too.
Luego viene otro muchachito y me dice, mira, yo quiero...
So what happens? Another kid comes by and says, look, I want to sing too, give me a chance. So I said, come to the club before I open and we can record something. And that's how Big Boy came out with the song, ¿Dónde están los que hablan de mí?
¿Dónde están? Eso noche tras noche se tocaba.
We played that night after night, then waited for the next song, and it was the same recipe. We had to play it every day so that it caught on.
No, esto eran imitaciones, porque acuérdate que ¿Dónde están? Era de Cuti Rang.
They were imitations. Remember, ¿Dónde están? Was from the Cuti Rang song, Wait the Man. So it was a copy of that. They did their own lyrics, but it was more or less the same.
Funny thing is that for me, growing up, I never heard the songs in English. For me, the original ones were in Spanish. So later on, when I did hear them in English, I thought, oh, they're copying these songs in Spanish. Little did I know.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Alarmed by the amount of people and sound coming out of the noise, it didn't take city officials long to close down the club with the excuse that it didn't have permits. It was actually a blessing in disguise because the place was too small and DJ Negro had a different idea brewing in his head. Instead of just recording the artists, he was going to have them sing live in open mic performances in front of a packed audience. In other words, he was going to launch Puerto Rican artists.
De aquí nace Faldo.
This is where Faldo was born, the rapper Faldo. Just so you know, Faldo was a friend of mine. He was a barber next to the house where I lived. We were neighbors.
It turns out Faldo sang while cutting hair, and he had his fans in the hood. So one day, DJ Negro asked him to sing one of his songs just to see what's what.
And he sings. Damn, Faldo, that song is groovy. Let's record it. We recorded it, and that same night, we started playing it at the club. And that's how Falo was born. And when I brought Falo, man, that line was all the way down to the crossings. And where Michael, from Michael and Manuel, was born. Where Ranking Stone was born. Where Wiso G was born.
DJ Negro's method for sifting out the good from the bad was straight up daunting. There was no place to hide.
Pues mira, ellos llegaban. Tú me decías, yo canto, tú canta, pues llegale a las 7 de la noche.
Well, look, they had to come and tell me, I sing. Oh, you sing. Well, come back at 7 tonight. If I like your song, it would get played that same night at the club. If I didn't like your song, you didn't get played at the club. I gave you the microphone. Sing over the track. If I like it, we're going to record it. But it was at the moment, live. It wasn't a recording studio. It was in the club. Grab the mic and start singing. Don't trip up. Don't trip up because I'm not going to stop. The take was from start to finish. When it was done, let's go play it.
In the search for new talent, DJ Negro discovered a young girl who would end up becoming a legend in reggaeton history. But during her first audition, she was nervous as hell.
I went to the first audition and I finally went to DJ Negro. He was like, are you Ivy Queen? I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, sing to me. Like, I have to really prove myself.
I'm one of those who turns around, turns my back on you when you sing to me. Like, let's see what I can do with your voice. On like the seventh song, I said, you sing really good. You have an amazing voice, but none of your songs reach me. She says, I have a song that I offered to someone else. Well, do you want to be in the group? Sing it to me, because so far, you're not in the group. And then she sings.
Muchos quieren tumbarme, le digo, mira, no, 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 que no van a poder. Digo, wow, esa es la canción.
I was like, wow, that's the song that will make you a hit. If you want to be in the group, that's the song you have to sing. And she sung it just like that.
Muchos quieren tumbarme, le digo, mira, no, 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 que no van a poder.
And that was when Muchos Quieren Tumbarme hit, and they welcomed me as the first lady of the noise.
With Ivy Queen in the group, the noise looked like one of those movies with all the superheroes in it. And that only helped the club's legend to grow and grow. This is rapper Lisa Aime. You've heard her songs.
Ahí era nuestra casa. Ahí era donde nosotros.
That was our house. That was where we rehearsed, where we did the shows. You understand me? Where we felt like artists. Because we were singing in a club full of people. You understand? Uy, so cool. And we all went there. If you wanted to see Baby Rasta and Gringo, you went to the noise. If you wanted to run into Falo on your way to the bathroom, you went there. If you wanted to see Vico C with a drink in the corner, you went to the noise.
And there was another thing.
The Noise, la discoteca, tiene, o sea, para mí.
The Noise nightclub, for me, is also extremely important because of the dancing.
Because what is underground or reggaeton without being able to dance? It's like salsa or merengue or electronic music. They're made to dance to. And like those genres, underground also had its own particular way of dancing. How can I explain it? A lot of grinding, hands on the floor, butt in the crotch, hasta abajo, all the way down.
If you went there, you were going to sweat, to dance, to drink, and have a really good time. At the bar, you got a sex on the beach. If you know, you know. I even danced to the commercials, mommy. They opened the doors and I wouldn't stop dancing. It was like perreo, but it was another type of dance. We were still grinding, but I don't know, the steps were a little different. And you really dance. You dance because you mix different steps, different moves together.
Ironically, as underground came out of the shadows and onto the airwaves and the biggest concert halls, the noise suffered. DJ Negro did what he had to do to keep the club open, remembers DJ Nelson, a Grammy-nominated producer and one of the DJs at the second The Noise.
Negro, así no tuviera los permisos el gobierno para vender alcohol, él te vendía alcohol.
Negro, even if he did not have the government permits to sell alcohol, he would sell you alcohol and put a guard at the door so if the police came, they would hide the alcohol. Negro in that business, which is what he always did, makes him the father, el papá, because he gave the singers the opportunity to sing on his stage at his club.
Quien trabajaba ahí era Playero, trabajaba Eric, trabajaba Joel.
DJ Playero worked there, DJ Eric worked there, Joel worked there, but he is the owner of the club. You play at my club if I feel like it. You understand me? So that's why I say that makes him a very important figure. He was the first guy to record Vico C, you know? So if we're defining things, well, that makes him on paper more important.
Te voy a contar una anécdota que pasó allí también, en esa discoteca. En esa discoteca, ya yo estoy haciendo artistas.
Let me tell you an anecdote that happened here in the club, in The Noise. I was already putting out artists. I was creating new artists from Puerto Rico, but the Panamanians were still the hottest in the club. So what happens? There was a very ugly brouhaha at the club, a shooting outside the club. I asked DJ Eric, DJ Eric, how are we going to get people to come back? Negro, he says, I don't know. This is ruined. What does Pocho Pan look like? Pocho Pan was a Panamanian singer. And Eric tells me, damn, Negro, I don't know what Pocho Pan looks like. Neither do I. And I say, Eric, if you and I, who are the ones who buy the records, don't know what Pocho Pan looks like, nobody here is going to know what Pocho Pan looks like.
Bueno, no existía YouTube, no existía ningún tipo de redes, no existía nada.
YouTube didn't exist. There were no social networks of any kind. Nothing existed. I tell Eric, give me the songs by Pocho Pan. I took him to two friends of mine in Mayagüez. White, good-looking kids. Learn these songs, I tell them. I played it really cool and announced that I was bringing Pocho Pan. The nightclub was packed for Pocho Pan, but it wasn't Pocho Pan. I carry that story close to my heart because it really saved me.
A small club where a movement was born and stars were made. That was The Noise. In all, the club stayed open for 16 years and had four homes along the way. In the second The Noise, one of those artists took to the stage to begin his journey to the top of the reggaeton world.
Esa noche, el cierre de la discoteca, tengo a todos los artistas.
On the closing night of the club, I had all the artists. Michael Emmanuel, Falo, Wiso G, Rankin Stone. I had everyone ready to sing that night. Playero comes by, DJ Playero, who's a friend of mine. Playero tells me, Negro, today's the last night. I have a new artist I've been bringing up. Let him sing a song since it's the last night.
What did you think when he got on the stage?
Oye, cuando cantó en tarima, yo dije, oye, mira, la gente está activa, ¿sabes? Oye, mira, está chévere.
When he sat on stage, I said, hey, look, people are digging it, you know? Cool. But I didn't give it that much attention because I had a schedule, and at 3 a.m, I had to have everyone out of the club. And I had a long list of artists. Playero asked me to have this kid skip in front of my other artists. So I told Playero, tell him to sing only one song and get off. He didn't sing one. He sang two. He sang three. We had to cut him off.
And that was
Daddy Yankee.
On the next episode of El Flow, we meet DJ Playero.
En el ambiente musical, me conocen como DJ Playero.
Who takes us back to his groundbreaking mixtape, Playero 37.
Cuando yo llegué a empezar el underground, ahí es donde yo comienzo a hacer el 37.
And relives the drive-by shooting that changed the future of the movement.
Ay, Dios mío, yo me volví loco porque yo dije, diablo, mataron a mi hijo, mataron a todo el mundo.
El Flow is a production of XL Content Studio in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. The show is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano, and was created and produced by Vitenis DiGiulis. Production and sound design by Dixo. Additional production by David Quiñones, Mirna Couto, Hermes Ayala, and Natalia Merced. Story editing by Nuria Net. Original music by Truco. Production supervision by Álvaro Céspedes. Executive producers for XL Content Studio are Nando Vila, Isaac Lee, and Alejandro Uribe. Executive producers for iHeartMedia are Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.